Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. A former garbage truck driver who paralyzes a teen after recklessly reversing down a one-way street gets no jail time. Cecilia Davis Johnson, 48, driving for Buffalo, runs a 60,000-pound truck over a teen headed to school, then goes forward, running over the teen again. The teen, hospitalized, has a leg amputated and is now paralyzed waist down. Jennifer Gould has the details.
Nancy, a former Buffalo Department of Public Works driver who used a 60,000-pound garbage truck to transform a teen's life into a cycle of amputations and paralysis, will, as you said, spend 0 days in a jail cell. Sasia Davis Johnson, 48, was sentenced to only 3 years of probation in Buffalo, New York, after a reckless driving display that left 18-year-old Claw Ray permanently mangled.
She's very, very remorseful for what happened.
Despite facing nearly a year behind bars, the grandmother and former city employee walked out of court with a mere license revocation and a supervision order. The carnage unfolded on October 2, 2024, at approximately 8:16 a.m. near the intersection of Rhode Island and 14th Streets. As children flooded the sidewalks for school, Davis Johnson made the fatal decision to throw her massive rig into reverse, barreling the wrong way down a one-way street. Claw Ray, then just 17 and heading to class, never stood a chance against the steel behemoth. The impact was not a singular strike either. His attorney, Charles Desmond, revealed the truck ran over the boy, pulled forward, and then crushed his body a second time. The forensic toll of the accident is staggering. Ray has remained hospitalized for 14 months, enduring more than 30 agonizing surgeries.
Claude's not doing well. He's still hospitalized. He's been hospitalized since the date of the incident.
One leg has been amputated, and he remains paralyzed from the waist down with no discharge date in sight. While the defense argued the act was unintentional, the prosecution highlighted a laundry list of negligence. Davis Johnson ignored a spotter who stayed inside the cab and operated the vehicle despite a broken and disabled backup camera. The judge acknowledged the act was reckless but not intentional, granting a reduced plea deal that the victim's family reportedly consented to. While Davis Johnson is no longer employed by the city, the Ray family has filed a massive lawsuit against the city of Buffalo, citing a total failure in training and equipment maintenance. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app. You can also watch Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One and YouTube. Nancy.
Thanks, Jennifer. More crime and justice news after this.
A 75-year-old granny has been left permanently blinded and mutilated because a quote-unquote notorious violent predator was freed once again and allowed to roam on Seattle's streets. The victim's angry son, Sonandrios Dirikis, spoke to KOMO News.
Like, I know, yeah, he's unusual. Like, usual what, attacking people, civilians? Like, what the hell is wrong with your system?
Jeanette Markin was standing on a downtown corner clutching a food order after a routine errand when she was targeted in a random stomach-churning ambush. 42-year-old Fale Pea crept up behind the unsuspecting senior and swung a heavy wooden board spiked with protruding screws and bolts. He swung it with both hands like a baseball bat. The savage impact shattered Markin's face, fracturing her skull, nose, and cheekbone, while a jagged screw gouged out her right eye. As Markin collapsed in a pool of blood outside the King County Courthouse, surveillance footage captured her attacker just calmly strolling away from the carnage. Horrified bystanders rushed to the granny's side with one quick-thinking witness snapping a photo of the fleeing suspect that led to his immediate arrest by a King County Sheriff's deputy. When Seattle police arrived to take custody of Pea, the shock of the crime was eclipsed by a damning admission of familiarity. In a separate exchange with a paramedic, an officer described on body cam Pea as a quote-unquote regular who quote-unquote usually punches, adding with chilling nonchalance that, quote, today he decided to escalate, end quote. Pea's rap sheet is a roadmap of judicial failure. In 2025 alone, he was booked into the King County Jail 8 times for offenses, including assault, indecent exposure, and weapons charges. Yet records show not a single one of those arrests resulted in a felony charge before he allegedly blinded Markin. His violent streak dates back to a 2011 stabbing spree where he knifed a victim 8 times, yet served only 18 months of community custody. Charged with first-degree assault with a deadly weapon, Pea is now being held on a $1 million bond pending a mental evaluation. And finally, talk about a high-octane home defense. A Sherman Oaks mom took the term protective parent to a literal collision course when she returned home to find masked burglars terrorizing her family. While her kids and their granny huddled inside the house, the mother pulled into her driveway in a Mercedes G-Wagon and slammed into the suspect's white Honda, pinning the getaway driver inside. The impact sent 2 hooded henchmen sprinting for their lives while that third one struggled to crawl out of the wreckage. The woman's husband, who did not want to be ID'd, spoke to KTLA 5 News.
If they can catch those guys, I'm 100% sure it's not the first time.
Before the strike, the crew had disabled the home's surveillance system, but they did not account for a mother's adrenaline rush. While the thieves did take off, LAPD investigators recovered crowbars, walkie-talkies, and ID from the smashed car, which will hopefully lead to their capture. Proof a mama bear's instinct can make all the difference. Nancy.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.